A state lawmaker wants California to decriminalize possession of magic mushrooms and other psychedelics as part of an agenda to ratchet down the war on drugs. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. State Senator Scott Wiener plans to introduce a decriminalization bill in the legislature next year. California voters gave the state's landmark 1978 law to limit property taxes a makeover Wednesday. Voters passed a measure that gives exemptions to older homeowners, the disabled, and wildfire victims, and strips breaks from people who inherit homes but don't live in them. Proposition 19 received 51% or more of the 15.3 million votes cast. San Francisco will ban natural gas in new buildings, becoming the latest in a string of cities in California to impose such restrictions. The city's Board of Supervisors voted unanimously Tuesday on legislation that will apply to more than 54,000 homes and 32 million square feet of commercial space in the city's development pipeline. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka police say Michael Reed led them on a chase Wednesday that resulted in a police cruiser colliding with another vehicle, leaving an officer with moderate to major injuries. Officer Cameron Hooks undergoing surgery. Reed tracked down just south of Scotia, where spike strips were deployed. Hoopaman accused of homicide denied temporary release from the Humboldt County Jail to see a gravely ill relative, according to the Eureka Times-Standard. A judge denying the request for an emergency pass for 30-year-old Gerald Sotolongo, charged with fatally stabbing 30-year-old Roger Yale back in 2016. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.